Hissa's in dirt pound and eat up ground. He cannot remain bound when the trumpets sound.
Let's review some recent facts. I make decent cash, I'm a minor star. And we can't last if she don't drive a hybrid car. I scribble vapid raps on your flyer backs. The word is I purchased a refurbished Mac G4. Pull up to critical mass in a gas-guzzling Ford. Just to ask you when next your rock outfit performs. Before you tell me the facts, I'm down the road yelling back. Please post it on the Whole Foods bulletin board. I'd earn a lick of respect and slum hard for sure. But I threw out my lumbar picking up checks. I'm so numb, Lord, yes, despite how I'm blessed. I'm destined to end up a slum lord depressed. Come by poorly dressed, your address on the first. Hum something under my breath that half resembles some words. And like a bird in a suit cut for a brutish bear. Back out of there, bowing like a Jew in prayer.
I'm never sure. This first world curse, a steady hurt and a sturdy purse.
A small dark bard, I'll give an inch to start, then leave you home dreaming of the whole nine yards. Leave you home dreaming, believing that you'd seen me lose skin, breathing like a cathedral at evening, screaming like a demon in the Garden of Eden. Missing what parts that a stork in its beak brings. But even what an evil man thinks is really pinking on his insides doesn't mean you shouldn't pull his card out. So what if a man blinks in Morse code while he sings if he sings his heart out? Everybody's gotta get paid. I'd say far out, no way. Frankly, I'd be amazed. But a patriot would save the day, make the hitch out CIA. What's bad, what's good? A complicated man is misunderstood. Even to himself, acutely unaware what's in a shallow breath of air and long exhale of something else.
I'll never shirk this first world curse, a steady hurt and a sturdy purse.
Two sips, instant drip, sank a mud. New corpus publicist, thanks ya bud. As $100 worth of wordy blogger thugs come forthwith to four seasons of flood. To morbidly orbit your toilet like hornets, a buzz forming above like buzzards in love. When you first wake up, spitting sick from the gut and shitting black blood at six, and you wonder why I'm high up, sitting yup, the blundering braggart from a covered wagon spitting onto the vagrants and gutters. What, does it make me evil? Am I a feeble, deranged fuck? Cause Jesus would and I would not drive the needle exchange truck. Well, if I'm out of luck, I'm still pitching notes through this throat, pissing fears and hopes through the ears of folks listening. No matter what, batter up enough of this nonsense. You can gather up the contents of the catcher's cup and suck. Do you kneel and squint your eyes and cup your hands against the window just to see who rides, to get a glimpse inside the limo? Have some self-respect and exercise some tact while I supply the info that you lack. One must pay the frat fee to enjoy the fat-free snack. Strippers, roofies, and six-packs, and groupies with big breasts sending out mass texts asking who's next to get his lance waxed in the wickedest sex act. Step back from the stretch, Mac, and mind the gap. With all due respect, sir, there's a limited cap. You'll need a ticket to kick it in the back of this rented, tinted out black Cadillac. But I can tell by your polo slacks, a bagels and blank stare, you're good for the total package and game to be back there. But who am I to judge a man's heart by his yacht wear? And it scares me to death, yes, that I'm starting to not care.
I'll never shirk this first world curse, a steady hurt and a sturdy purse.
Good and evil's often either strength or flaw, but sod in the seed of what you are. A filthy silk stashed in a white silk sash, or a doula dove smashed in an airplane crash.
No.